Someone once said, ministry would be great if it weren't for all the people. So, what threatens to discourage you in ministry? Welcome to Hope Renewed, a podcast of PIR Ministries. Thanks for joining me for Hope Renewed. I'm Tom Jameson, and this is the in-depth podcast about pastoral renewal and restoration. It's where we explore the issues and situations that can put pastors at risk and share hope when ministry leaves us hopeless. I came across an article recently by Chuck Lawless, who's professor of evangelism and missions and dean of graduate studies at Southeastern Seminary. Just a short recap of an informal survey he did over Facebook and Twitter, asking this question: pastors, what two things do you least like about your job? I wonder how you'd respond. Here are his top 12 responses. Number one, criticism and conflict. Yeah, who likes that? Although some I know embrace conflict, but that comes out as the number one thing that pastors least like about their role, their job. Number two, unrealistic expectations, both from membership and, more importantly, the unrealistic expectations pastors place on themselves. Number three, committees and administration. I don't know many pastors who, unless they are executive pastors, are really keyed into these two things, committees and administration, who are gifted and enjoy the kinds of things, and they can be a real source of frustration. Number four, little family time. And this is really a byproduct of ministry, isn't it? That evening appointments and holiday preaching schedules and 3 o'clock phone calls, 3 in the morning phone calls that require a pastor to drop everything they're doing can really infringe on family time. Number five, unreliable volunteers. And while the church is not a volunteer enterprise, I would contend that we are the body and we function well when each member does its part. There's still that attitude of volunteers who say, yes, I'll do it, but it's optional whether or not I do. And so taking all the time to put together a ministry program only to have it fail because volunteers don't come through. Number six, loneliness. And again, this is a byproduct. Lawless writes, I wish this one weren't on the list, but it's there. Pastors still feel isolated and friendless. Number seven, business meetings. We've all heard horror stories of business meetings gone awry, of congregational meetings that turn into shouting matches and even furniture throwing and all kinds of accusations being made. Not a favorite part of ministry. Number eight, dealing with power families or individuals, those in the church who feel that they own the church, that the pastor works for them, and that they set the agenda. Number nine, member apathy, that the pew sitters are there to do their duty, and that's about all, that there's no desire for spiritual growth, there's no desire for engaging with the gospel and sharing with others, reaching out, showing the love and compassion of Christ. Number 10, broken homes, the pain of walking into a home that's been ripped apart by sinful decisions and trying to minister the love of Christ there. A great privilege, no doubt, but who wants to write that into their job description, that will be a regular occurrence. Number 11, hypocrisy. No church leaders are pleased to see members say one thing but live another way and then to confront that. And number 12, budgets. Budgets are particularly onerous because, I think, first of all, because of the detail and the numbers and just making things work that way, but also the tendency and temptation to become a slave to the budget and have the budget be Lord of the ministry and not Christ be Lord. So, did any of these resonate especially with you? My dad taught me early on in life that every job has its stuff, that there are going to be things that you don't like to do or that you don't want to do that you need to do in your job. And ministry is no different. But like he also taught me, what's important is how we handle it. That's what matters. I wonder if Lawless had reworded the question just a little bit differently, if the responses would have been the same. If he had asked, "Pastors, what two things most discourage you in your job?" I think the responses, whether they would be the same or different than these 12 that he got, would be more telling about how it is we handle the things that come our way. How do you handle discouragement in ministry? There are lots of thoughts on this, but two keys that I've found to be helpful in battling discouragement. Number one is learning to just accept it, that there are things that are discouraging in ministry. Ministry can be very discouraging. Ask Elijah, ask Paul, ask Jesus. Can't imagine the amount of times that Jesus wanted to roll his eyes and smack his forehead when the disciples came to him with yet another question or misunderstanding or quibble or situation that just was a temptation to be discouraged with them. But Jesus shows us the difference, and I think all of Scripture shows us the difference in how we're to handle it. There's a difference between the fact that there are discouraging times in ministry and being discouraged in ministry. We're admonished not to lose heart in Scripture. We're admonished to fight the good fight, to keep on, to do the things that bring rest and bring health, but to pursue the good course that God's set before us. So just learning to accept that ministry is discouraging is huge sometimes to handle it well. A second thing that I've learned that has been very helpful for me in battling discouragement is making sure I'm not tempted to be discouraged by the wrong things. And by that, I simply mean, am I pursuing the things of my heart, or am I pursuing the things of God's heart? It's asking the question, why am I tempted to be discouraged in this situation? Is it because I'm not getting my way? Is it because, oh, I'm being inconvenienced, or this is interrupting my schedule, or I'm just so tired of working with these people? Or is the temptation for discouragement really reflecting a broken heart that God would have for people, for situations, and that unless there's that divine enablement and empowerment to step into and handle it according to his plan and according to his purpose, I would instead become discouraged and weak and not want to pursue that. The hard things of ministry are always going to be there. There's always going to be something we like least about our job. How are you handling it? Are you allowing it to become a temptation to discouragement, a source of falling away from the strength and the passion that God's given you to carry out his ministry? Or are you seeking his strength and his perspective to allow you to walk through these difficult, troubling, distasteful times and seasons in ministry? Maybe the best question that we need to ask in a survey isn't about what you like least about your job or what most discourages you, but it's this. Where are you seeking and finding encouragement in the hard work of ministry? I think too often, friends, we look for encouragement in all the wrong places. And while we might get that mild fix or that quick energy to deal with the thing that's right in front of us, in the long term, we miss out on how God is seeking to form and shape us in the ministry of his purposes. When we forget what ministry is about and whose ministry this is, the temptation and the danger for discouragement are right in front of us. I love what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:1 when he says, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart." Friends, remember why you're in ministry. Remember who is ministering in and through you. This is God who is at work. That's where our encouragement comes. He's bigger than any criticism and conflict and unrealistic expectation and committees and so on. All the things that are hard in ministry are not greater than the one who is at work in and through us. The temptation is to do ministry with our eyes fixed on everything and anything but on what God has given us to give us encouragement. And that's Christ himself. The verse that has just been powerful for me is Hebrews 12:3. Consider him, consider Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Friends, where are your eyes fixed? Jesus stands before us as more than an example. He is the very encouragement God gives us to endure and excel in all that he has called us to do. Dwell in him, walk with him, look to him. May Jesus be before us in all the ministry that we seek to do. You can learn more about PIR Ministries at our webpage, pirministries.org. Please know we stand ready to serve you and pastors you know facing the uncertainty and pain of forced vocational transition. Thanks for listening to Hope Renewed. And remember, the hope of Christ does not put us to shame.